Thank you and good morning. Volunteers in Hoopa, who were assisting in the search for the body of a 27-year-old missing man, found that body in the Trinity River near the Hoopa Rodeo Grounds on Tuesday afternoon. The 27-year-old man, who was visiting the area from Boise, Idaho, was with two friends on Monday evening when he jumped into the fast-moving Trinity near Big Rock in Hoopa. The man's friends report he was immediately in trouble due to the current and called for help. They said they jumped in to assist, but the river was moving too fast, and the last they saw of their friend was his attempt to swim to safety against the current. The search and rescue team, a Coast Guard helicopter, local volunteer firefighters, and residents searched the area until it was suspended due to darkness. The search resumed Tuesday morning, and the identity of the victim has not been released. The College of the Redwoods is in line to receive more than $30 million from the State Public Works Board to be used to make seismic upgrades to crucial campus infrastructure. The governor's budget included more than $90 million for community colleges, and if the legislature and the governor maintain the language in the current budget, Redwoods will see upgrades to electrical lines, plumbing systems, the natural gas system, wastewater, and ventilation systems. If the budget is approved, work will begin this summer and is expected to be completed in 2018. Vaccines and public safety are under consideration in the State Assembly again, this time to address preschool and daycare workers. State Senate Bill 792 would require that all workers in preschools and daycare centers be immunized against influenza, pertussis, measles, and other common diseases before they can be licensed to work. Currently, California has no requirement for these workers to be immunized, and the bill's sponsor, Tony Mendoza, said the bill is aimed at protecting the health of children, and it's not just a common sense solution, but that it makes sense from a scientific and medical standpoint as well. A separate bill that will require all children to be vaccinated before they can attend public schools is currently awaiting a vote from the Assembly. The Senate passed that bill last week. The Fortuna Police Department, which coordinates the DUI task force over holidays in the county, issued a final update on the maximum enforcement period for the Memorial Day weekend on Tuesday. A total of 16 drivers were arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence from Friday through Monday night. Over the same time period in 2014, 12 drivers were arrested across the county. The next maximum enforcement period will be conducted for the 4th of July. Sheriff's deputies arrested 24-year-old Myers Flat resident Gage Morris late Sunday night after receiving a report that Morris had hit another man in the head with a rock. The victim told deputies that he and his wife were inside their trailer on Boy Scout Camp Road when Morris, who was acting strangely and with whom the victim had had previous run-ins, pulled back the curtain on a trailer window and threw a rock, hitting him in the head. A CHP officer later located Morris walking alongside the road, and he was arrested and booked into jail for assault. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario joined Talk Shop on Tuesday, and the conversation turned towards the summer. Fortuna plays host to several events throughout the summer months, and in a region that can use every tourist dollar it can get its hands on, city support for events like the rodeo, the auto expo, and the citywide garage sale is key. Candelario said that the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce has graduated three groups from its leadership program aimed at getting residents involved, and the latest group has plans to clean things up a bit.
This year's group, they've put together a Spruce Up Fortuna event. It's this coming Saturday, May 30th, and it's going to go from about 10 to noon or 2. They're going to do a lunch as part of it, and that's one of their intents, is to get the city a little bit more ready for visitors and people to come into town.
Candelario added that it's a citywide effort.
They've got a little marketing campaign to help, you know, encourage businesses and others on Main Street and other big, you know, visible locations to think about what they can do to spruce up, you know, their part of town. And they've got groups of volunteers that are going to go out and hit specific spots. You know, our major boulevard, you know, Fortuna Boulevard and downtown Main Street, maybe 12th Street a little bit.
Candelario did point out with a chuckle that the cleanup will not involve the location where the Star Hotel burned down. But the efforts of city staff, volunteers, and local businesses are the key to getting the friendly city prettied up so that it can live up to its nickname. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.